The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, Licensed Nutrition Counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and for the next hour, information you can use to support your well-being, your energy, your brain chemistry, your anti-aging approaches, all of those things you need to know to have a very happy day today and all the days. Hi, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. Well, you're right. People have to do all these things. But what we recommend is they get tested to make sure that they're reaching the place they want to be. So what do we test for? You know, things, important things like magnesium.
You know. Okay, I'm going to throw another one in there. Zinc. I have been taking what I considered to be a very high dose of zinc, and I was even concerned that maybe my zinc levels might be too high, but I wasn't even... I was at the halfway mark in the reference range, and I would have expected to be higher. Zinc being so important, magnesium being so important, selenium, all of those minerals, right. See where we are.
Well, you made an important observation there. The minerals, they require an acidic environment for absorption, and as people get older, they may require some... betaine hydrochloride to help acidify their stomach so they can absorb these nutrients better. And that's why you have to do testing. So just taking a vitamin doesn't ensure that you're getting enough of what you need.
It's true. And so many people have been told that they need an antacid product, so they are disturbing the natural chemistry of their digestive tract where those minerals would be absorbed. When you disturb that chemistry, you interfere with that balance that's crucially important.
And other things, I think maybe our listeners don't know, you can measure CoQ10.
Mine came out very nicely, thank you.
You can measure your omega-3s. In other words, you can get the feedback you need to make sure that you've got adequate amounts of these nutrients. I don't think mainstream docs are doing this for their patients. In fact, I'm pretty sure they aren't.
Many of those doctors are doing vitamin D levels. They have finally caught on about the importance of A1C that we've been talking in the natural realm for over 20 years. It's very interesting because now more of the mainstream practitioners are using it very specifically as a diagnostic tool. Here, take this medication rather than a little bit of a guide. Oh, maybe we need to focus on changing your diet.
And I remember, you know, as long as 25 years ago talking about probiotics, I think now it's finally reaching the mainstream, at least the mainstream advertisers.
It's interesting because that probiotic and the acidic upper digestive system, all of those so important for the absorption of the minerals and the utilization of vitamins. Without those two areas of your body being properly supported and the chemistry being normalized, all of those very expensive vitamins you're taking every day might not be doing the job. So if you're confused about why you're not getting the results, testing is the way to go.
Now, Janet, do you recall the name Dr. Benjamin Rush?
I do, a signer of the Declaration of Independence.
So, exactly.
He wasn't in on this latest research of ours.
No, he was a medical doctor, and he was concerned even back then about medical freedom. In other words, that the healthcare consumer's ability to choose the type of healthcare and who performs it, you know, should be left in the consumer's hands, not by some other entity. And his position was, and it's a shame it wasn't implemented, he said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedom.
So how do you think that he, that is in the 1700s, that he was very much a scientific and political force? How did he actually think so much in the forward sense?
Well, I guess you got to put things into the context of the time. This is just after the Revolutionary War. He fought for our independence from Great Britain. And I think he was in the mindset to say, you know, it's just human nature for one group of people to try and control other groups of people.
Wow.
So they go on to say here, fast forward 230 years to America today, and there exists a healthcare system and infrastructure that surely would have driven Dr. Rush mad, given the federal government's rush to manage the healthcare of all Americans via Obamacare and any number of other Washington-mandated schemes. The good doctor's century-old observation has proven to be quite prophetic. And I think I agree with that.
Okay, well, I don't necessarily agree entirely. I think that the Obamacare initially was the focus of that was to bring access to health care for all people, because health care insurances had become so expensive, and the laws had been changed to prevent members of a group coming together and being able to offer to their group health insurance as a benefit of being a member of that group. And so I'm thinking about churches, thinking about the Board of Realtors, I'm thinking about different religious as well as professional groups. So the law was changed that those groups could no longer come together and offer health insurance that would be at a more reasonable cost, and consequently the health insurance premiums went very, very high. My objection to Obamacare is that it offers access to that multinational corporate view of what healthcare should be. Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and pharmaceuticals. And unfortunately, true healthcare, the kinds of things like dietary information that is correct and accurate, not what we have coming out of the government today, and access to all manner of health support approaches, meditation, massage, herbal medicine, homeopathic medicine, so many different types of therapies out there, too numerous to name, and those very supportive approaches are not part of our what we have come to view as health care. Those are the things that truly support health, and they're not part of the system.
So you agree with Dr. Benjamin Rush?
I do. I think that it was amazing that he had such a brain that he was able to literally prophesy what's happening today in what we think is healthcare, but truly is not.
And back to Obamacare, it's not care at all. It's just, it's insurance.
Insurance.
And you have to search for the care. It's not automatic.
But that's what health insurance has been for as long as I can remember. It has been focused on corporate sales, so to speak. So they sell you insurance so that you can get surgery, pharmaceuticals, chemotherapy, and radiation paid for. I don't want that.
But that's true about all insurance. What I'm saying is the number of providers with Obamacare is limited.
I don't care. I don't care what Obamacare offers other than the fact that it has excluded the things that I think are supportive of good health. They can just have enlarged to a greater extent who is covered with crazy chemotherapy surgeries, pharmaceuticals.
Here's the problem with Obamacare and the same problem with HMOs. Think about
those
this.
Those are not health maintenance.
No, but here's, think about this. Before the HMOs, and we'll talk about Medicare HMOs. Before the HMOs came out, the person had Medicare. And they may have gone to their doctor once or twice a year, if that much, unless they were really sick. And Medicare only had to pay for them when they went to their doctor. Now they introduce HMOs, and the patient never goes to their doctor, but Medicare is paying for that patient every month, whether they utilize a doctor or not.
Doesn't that sound like a government agency was receiving extreme support for re-election, and let's set up this business that will support a corporation rather than an individual's health?
And now let's fast forward to Obamacare. What were those people doing before Obamacare? All right, they were using the emergency rooms and the clinics that were set up for people without insurance.
Who was paying for it?
The taxpayer.
Right.
Who pays for Obamacare? Haven't you read all the subsidies that people hardly pay anything for their premiums compared to what the average person pays for a premium? They're still subsidized by the taxpayer. But even worse than that, the people haven't changed their habits. Those same people used to going to the emergency rooms still go to the emergency rooms, so that there's no savings there. In fact,
Rather, in my opinion, this discussion should be focused on how are we supporting the health of the citizens, and we are not doing that. The music, fortunately, saved by the music is what it is. Okay, so you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimbrelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And when we come back, let's really talk about how to stay healthy.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
A glutathione IV is the most efficient way to enhance your glutathione levels. This superior antioxidant is difficult to absorb when taken orally. glutathione is so crucial because it has the ability to revitalize other antioxidants. More importantly, glutathione levels are associated with your body's ability to neutralize radiation overexposure, as well as support DNA repair mechanisms and your immune function. Low levels of glutathione ultimately lead to symptoms of disease and aging. You can support glutathione IV effectiveness with NAC, alpha-lipoic acid, and high sulfur-containing foods such as garlic, onions, cauliflower, avocado, and walnuts. Get started today on the path to optimized wellness with an intravenous glutathione treatment. Call 954-748-4991 to discuss your glutathione status. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. Oh my goodness, if you were flies on the wall during the break. Lots of information to come in the next few minutes. Dr. Slavin?
Our listeners might remember several years ago, probably at least 10 years ago, maybe even more than that, the state of Florida wanted to ban chelation therapy.
I remember going and testifying in the hearing that was put together here.
And there was such a turnout by the people that says, you know, don't restrict our access to a treatment that we feel works.
And we're even willing to pay for it. We're not even asking insurance to pay for it.
So the interesting thing, and this is why it's so important to think about what's going on here, is why would, first of all, the state of Florida want to insert themselves into your choice for health care, number one? Especially, why would they care if it was a treatment that they said didn't work? Why are they worried how you spend your money? You know, so if it didn't work, why would they even care? The fact that they were so concerned about denying access to chelation suggests to me that they knew it worked, and it was taking patients away from the mainstream.
Were they concerned that people had been injured and had negative outcomes?
No, because there really aren't any. One other thing, thinking of saying in this political period of time, is healthcare rigged in this country where it's only promoting mainstream medicine and they try and do away with any competition?
How is that political, Dr. Slavin? Because I'm going to say both of the mainstream political parties are involved in this viewpoint where you should only use the kind of health care that the government representatives believe are correct.
Now, how is that political? The political aspect of it, regardless of which party you're talking about, is the restriction of your access to alternative health care.
Okay, so it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you sit on.
No, because they're all being bought off by corporate interests.
Okay, all.
Yeah, you know, one side more than others, but who knows?
Excuse me?
It's kept a secret. Unless someone hacks the emails, you won't find out about it. So the reason I brought this up is there is a Alzheimer's Prevention Summit, and they're going to talk about Alzheimer's disease, and they're going to talk about the fact that Alzheimer's may be a preventable illness. And what they've noticed is that, at least on Google, they were censoring their promotion of this summit. Now, why would anybody care to censor a summit about preventing Alzheimer's disease unless they knew that it really could be prevented? Because they're taking the position, well, no, it can't be prevented. You just have to accept it.
The way that they did this is Google ads were prepared and paid for to promote this Alzheimer's summit. And ultimately, Google refused to run the ads. So the advertisements to let the world know that this Alzheimer's summit was about to take place, Google squashed the ads.
Right. So why would they do that? Because they
advertisers, the same reason that our magazines are full of pharmaceutical ads, the same reason that our newspapers are full of pharmaceutical ads. And have you turned on the television lately?
And what should I have seen?
Lovely people comforting and smiling, having recovered from some serious diagnosis, and then very quickly at the end, someone speaking rapidly, telling you all of the potential side effects that you may expose yourself to by because you're using this particular pharmaceutical, including death.
Well, here's what someone had said about the censorship. What's readily apparent is that Google, just like Twitter, Facebook, Yahoo News, and all the other large internet gatekeepers, are all in for every destructive, evil form of medicine or politics imaginable.
Because of advertising revenue?
Well, here, you're going to find out the answer here. They're 100% pro-vaccines. Drug companies paying, for their
money
support.
To be made.
They're 100% for GMOs.
Money to be made.
100% for antidepressant drugs and other psychiatric drugs. And they mention Hillary Clinton here as well. So they must be leaning in that direction. They routinely censor the truth across all these topics while promoting the lies and propaganda of the corrupt criminal cartels that operate at every level of our present-day society. And I left out a few other descriptive words there.
Okay, good.
So,
just in case some young children may be listening.
So I said that. So is this an isolated instance or not? So here's another report dated July 23rd, a couple days ago. And it has to do with buying milk. And in many states,
Florida being one,
it's still this is buying milk directly from the cow.
Oh, okay.
So it's still a punishable offense in many areas of the U.S., particularly residents of the Houston, Texas suburb of Katy. They were reminded of this recently after being paid a visit by police officers for the crime of buying and selling raw dairy products on private property. Now, is this another example of the government putting their finger on the scale? In other words,
No. They're
protecting the dairy industry instead of allowing people just to not get the pasteurized, homogenized,
chemically
hormonized
altered
milk.
Okay, so I kind of see it a little bit differently, Dr. Slavin. I see the corporation so overwhelming freedom of thought in government representatives that little by little by little, our choices are being abridged. We need to make some decisions for ourselves, and keeping that in mind, there are plenty of places, more and more and more places, where people can go to get high quality, non-chemicalized food that is so important for our health and well-being. And after the break, I'm going to tell people about a new place in Boca Raton where they can find really good food. And I'm going to tell people about how they can reach me now that I am no longer with Toonies.
All right. Now, here's the interesting thing. So in order to prevent people from buying raw milk, they would say it's dangerous.
So all around the world?
Right. Well, only in this country. Only
no,
cows
okay.
in this country.
Because they are chemicalized cows.
But the interesting thing is they haven't outlawed breast milk.
Soon. Coming soon.
I mean, the babies are eating breast milk or drinking breast milk.
Hopefully as the sole source of nutrition for the first 6 months of life, at least.
I'm willing
least.
To bet that those mothers aren't watched as carefully as those cows are watched. because the cows are a big investment. I mean, I'm not sure what a cow costs, but there's an investment in keeping them healthy and making sure their product doesn't create any problems. And so, yet that was the reason they came up with, first of all, pasteurization. Oh, the milk is too dangerous to drink. You better pasteurize it. So, of course, that kills all the beneficial components of milk. And then there's the fat component. Well, they destroy that with homogenization. So milk is not, the milk you buy in the store is not the same as raw milk.
Oh, dramatically different. So even though the companies now say that they are not treating their cows with recombinant bovine growth hormone, those cows are still being treated with antibiotics because of that very reason. The cow is expensive. They want to keep the possibility of that cow developing an infection at a minimum. The other part of it is, Dr. Slavin, what did Louis Pasteur say on his deathbed, or he is reported to have said?
It's the terrain.
Right. So you can't kill all of the microorganisms with pasteurization. Heating the milk with that pasteurization process causes all of the enzymes to be destroyed. So the very things that are supportive of how you're going to digest the milk has been interfered with.
Now, do you know what Pasteurac is?
Pasteurac?
Yeah, Pasteurac
is
is the name of the product that Monsanto created, otherwise known as bovine growth hormone. So what they went on to say is before bovine growth hormone was given a rubber stamp by our government.
And the government that rubber stamped it, the person introducing it into a government situation to be rubber stamped, was a former employee, high-ranking employee of Monsanto.
Well, it was tested for 90 days on rats, yet Monsanto created commercials to promote the product saying Pasteurac is the single most tested product in history. So the rest of the story is two Fox journalists were recently fired, this is going back 3 years ago, for exposing milk that is unfit for human consumption due to Monsanto GMO meddling. The reporters revealed the shocking truth that natural foodists have suspected for quite some time, that almost all of the milk sold in the United States is a cancer-causing concoction full of growth hormone manufactured by Monsanto called Pasteurac, or bovine growth hormone, otherwise known as RBGH, or bovine growth hormone. Both reporters were hired by Fox News as investigative journalists to ask tough questions and to get to the truth of the matter. As soon as they covered the story, however, both reporters were fired. And then one of the reporters said, with Monsanto, I didn't realize how effectively a corporation could work to get something to the marketplace, the levels of coordination they had to have. They had to get university professors into the fold. They had to get experts into the fold. They had to get reporters into the fold. They had to get the public into the fold. And of course, let's not forget the FDA. They had to get the federal regulators into the fold to agree that this was a fine and safe product.
Oh my goodness, the things you learn here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Just a reminder that when we come back, I'll let you know how you can make appointments to see me, Janet Cimarelli, for nutrition counseling, and lots more information to come. Stay tuned. Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today
954-748-4991 to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Well, lots and lots of news happening here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. I will be available for appointments from 11:30 to 4 o'clock at the Institute of Advanced Medicine on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays starting next week. So a week from today, I will begin that schedule. 11:30 to 4, I will be available for half-hour long appointments at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. So if you're interested in making an appointment to see me, you can call 954-748-4991. 954-748-4991. And what I will be working with is a wide range of different oral supplements to support your good health, dietary changes, and a brand new approach available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, intravenous nutrient therapy. So lots of great things happening here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 11:30 to 4 for half-hour appointments with me, and you can call 954-748-4991. Dr. Slavin?
All right, so I'm just trying to see if that's still the answer. During the break, you were saying that there were some companies that put a label on their product saying this was growth hormone-free. And you said Monsanto sued them. It's almost the same thing happening now, GMO-free.
Right.
And the same company, Monsanto, says, we don't want that information out there. It's the same thing. You know, if you can't prevent Alzheimer's disease, why should they care if you go to a conference that explains how you can prevent it? If growth hormone or genetically modified organisms are not harmful, you know, why should they care? But they think just the presence of a label suggests that it might be harmful. Not to mention the studies that were done that show it's harmful, too.
Right. It's interesting to me because my solution for it in the grocery stores is have a special aisle for all of those people who have swallowed the Kool-Aid, so to speak. There's this entire aisle devoted to genetically modified food choices. So all of the packaged foods that they're in, those that are found in that aisle, contain GMOs. And for those people who want that GMO choice, there it is. So you don't have to label anything. You can just have a special aisle set aside for genetically modified organisms.
Now, John, here's a interesting observation. Back in the 1920s, Americans could buy fresh raw milk, buttermilk, naturally yellow butter, many kinds of fresh and aged cheeses and cream in various thicknesses. Today's milk is accused of causing everything from allergies to cancer, but when Americans could buy real milk, these diseases were rare. In fact, Americans considered a supply of high-quality dairy products vital to American security and the economic well-being of the nation.
When you think about the pasteurization process, when you have destroyed all of the enzymes that are naturally present in the milk, that enzyme destruction can very much be a contributing factor to people having negative digestive responses to consuming milk and other dairy products. When you pasteurize the product, what you're doing is distributing the fat molecules evenly all throughout the product. So no enzymes, and unnaturally distributing the fat molecules throughout the whole product, in my view, is very clearly a perfect way to disrupt digestive system normal function, as well as create a negative response. A negative response that could come about as you would feel stomach ache, lower digestive system discomfort. You might have a headache. You might have hives. You might have a runny nose. You might have continuous non-healing ear infections.
Well, Janet, this should be obvious to anyone, and I'm not sure you could even have a disagreement about this. Real feed for cows is green grass in the spring, summer, and fall, and then in the winter, green feed, silage, hay, and root vegetables. What real food for cows is not, it's not soy meal, it's not cottonseed meal or other commercial feeds, nor is it bakery waste, chicken manure, swill from ethanol production, or citrus peel cake laced with pesticides. Vital nutrients like vitamin A and D and the fat-soluble catalyst that promotes optimum mineral assimilation are greatest in milk from cows eating green grass, especially rapidly growing green grass in the spring and fall. Vitamins A and D are greatly diminished, and the price factor disappears when milk cows are fed commercial feed. Soy meal has the wrong protein profile for the dairy cow, resulting in a short burst of high milk production followed by premature death.
That's what, when you were speaking, Dr. Slavin, I was going to mention that the typical, I don't know the numerical values for certain here, but the typical lifespan of a cow that is allowed to graze on grass and the milk production over a lifespan of that cow, as well as you compare the lifespan of a commercially maintained cow. And just as a general statement, because I don't know the actual numbers of years, but that general statement would be probably one quarter the lifespan of a cow that typically is allowed to graze on grass.
And most milk, even if it's labeled organic, comes from dairy cows that are kept in confinement their entire lives and never see green grass. Now, that's the first part. That's how the cows are being fed. Then after the milk is produced, it's pasteurized. And this process destroys enzymes, diminishes vitamin content, denatures milk proteins, destroys vitamin C, B12, and B6, kills beneficial bacteria, promotes pathogens, and is associated with allergies, increased tooth decay, colic in infants, growth problems in children, osteoporosis, arthritis, and heart disease. Calves fed pasteurized milk do poorly and many die before maturity. Raw milk sours naturally, but pasteurized milk turns putrid. Inspection of dairy herds for disease is not required for pasteurized milk because they can have sick cows and then they sterilize the milk. That's what pasteurization does. You take a
diseased animal,
right, and their milk product, and then they just sterilize the milk. Even, you know, they don't care. They don't try to keep the herds healthy. Pasteurization was instituted in the 1920s to combat tuberculosis, infant diarrhea, undulant fever, and other diseases caused by poor animal nutrition and dirty product production methods. But times have changed, and modern stainless steel tanks, milking machines, refrigerated trucks, and improved testing methods make pasteurization absolutely unnecessary for public protection. And by the way, pasteurization doesn't always kill the pathogens you're worried about. You know, we have to be aware of this before we can make changes.
Oh, that's what we're bringing you here on Natural Doc Radio, is awareness. Awareness of the threats to your health and well-being, as well as the ways that you can support your good health, the ways that you can evaluate your progress on a path to good health. So this show, Natural Doc Radio, is brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And Advanced Medical Testing Centers will give you the information about your status with regard to how healthy your cells may be, how healthfully they may be functioning, as well as all of the different information to guide you with those test results, to guide you toward an overall healthy perspective. Dr. Slavin has just brought up on the computer for my education is domestic cows can live 20 years. Those raised for dairy rarely live that long. The average cow is removed from the dairy herd around age 4 and marketed for beef. So as you can see, a cow can have a lifespan of 20 years, but after being in as part of a dairy herd for 4 years, they're removed for beef. The one thing that I would like to show you, oh my goodness, I have trouble with these visuals. Anyhow, there is a book, and I've met the author, and he has done remarkable work, and the book is called Farm Sanctuary. And so Farm Sanctuary gives you all of the information with regard to the abuses that go on in our, pardon me, our current way of handling livestock. And this is from chicks to chickens brought to the marketplace, calves raised for beef, as well as for cows that are used for dairy production. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. This is Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be back right after this.
Why should I do blood testing? I feel fine. Advanced Medical Testing provides information in advance of symptoms developing. Get the health information you need to stay healthy. Get the information you need to minimize the need for medical treatment. When you know where to focus your efforts, the results can be rewarding. Get healthy. Stay healthy. With the information you need from Advanced Medical Testing Center. 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Enhance vitamin C status with a vitamin C infusion. IV vitamin C enhances the production of hydrogen peroxide in the blood. For vitamin C to be effective, it's necessary to have a high concentration of vitamin C in the blood. So if you're simply fighting off a cold or seeking to support overall immune function, IV vitamin C is the most efficient way to maximize vitamin C blood level benefits. After surgery, after an injury, vitamin C assists in tissue repair. Vitamin C supports collagen after cosmetic procedures.
It supports the integrity of blood vessels. So many ways to stay in great health with intravenous vitamin C treatment. Discuss your needs with me, Janet Cimarelli. Call 954-748-4991.
How do you know what testing you should get at Advanced Medical Testing Centers? Advanced Medical Testing Centers offers testing packages at reduced rates so you can test for most common health challenges, hormone imbalances, immune issues, heart problems, blood sugar imbalances, and many others are available at AMT Center. 754-216-2332, 754-216-2332.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And so some of the websites that you might look up with regard to the discussion that we're having today happens to be an extremely distressing discussion about what these huge for-profit corporations do to animals. So you can go to Farm Sanctuary, Free From Harm.
Well, here's some interesting information. We're going to end the program, hopefully, on some more positive information.
Please.
We spoke earlier about how they want to block information about preventing Alzheimer's disease, or they wanted to try and make chelation therapy illegal, saying that it didn't work, even though recently they did the trial to trial to assess chelation therapy, found it to be very effective in preventing subsequent heart attacks in people that have had them. Based on studies of human remains ranging from 5300 BC to the mid-1900s, we know that cancer used to be quite rare.
Very rare, yes. Isn't that interesting, Dr. Slavin?
Actually, not the mid-1900s, mid-1800s, 19th century. This is not the case anymore. In 2012, there were more than 1.6 million new cancer cases that are expected to be diagnosed, with more than 1,500 people dying from it every day. Cancer now accounts for nearly one out of every four deaths in the United States. So let's see, what happened between 5300 BC and the 1850s? What happened after the 1850s?
Industrialization and the rise of the corporate entity.
And even the American Cancer Society states that about one-third of cancer deaths could be prevented by making lifestyle changes.
Let's change that one-third to most likely 95 out of 100.
What the cancer is related to. It's related to excess weight, related to physical inactivity and poor nutrition. In fact, the American Cancer Society said that Americans could realistically cut their cancer death rate in half by doing nothing more than making some simple lifestyle changes.
Okay, cutting your death rate in half from cancer by making lifestyle changes. And I can't stress that sentence enough.
So what are those simple changes? Eating healthier foods, incorporating more exercise into your daily routine, stop smoking, and they recommend periodic cancer screening, but that doesn't prevent cancer. That's just early detection. But they go on to remind everybody that there could be more than a 50% reduction in the incidence of cancer just doing those few things. And specifically, when we talk about eating healthier foods, probably the main thing you want to look into is avoid sugar, especially fructose. You want to optimize your vitamin D. How do you do that? Well, through better diet and supplementation, but check your levels. You won't know if you're optimized unless you check your vitamin D level. Engage in regular exercise. A lot of studies show that exercise has a very powerful effect on lowering your risk of cancer. And part of the reason it does this is because it optimizes insulin and leptin signaling. Avoid unfermented soy products. Now, John, I know you have a comment on that.
Not so much.
In other words, fermented foods, if you're going to have soy, use it in its fermented form.
Okay, but tofu is not fermented. Right. And lots of times people are choosing tofu over animal source protein products. Soy, and not so much of a problem when it's fermented, but tofu isn't there. Right. Tempeh, you can use.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point. Don't have soy.
Don't
avoid soy.
Well, so many people trying to avoid the animal products and that distressing information we just covered are choosing some soy products. So possibly a little bit of organic tofu. I don't know. I don't have a definitive guideline with regard to that.
All right. So the next one, improving your insulin receptor sensitivity. It goes along with avoiding sugar, especially fructose. And the way to do this is, in addition to avoiding sugar, avoid most grains, even organic ones. And if you are one of the two-thirds of the people who are overweight, your insulin resistance may be a factor there. So how do you know if you have insulin resistance? Check your fasting insulin level. So naturally maintain a healthy body weight. Drink a quart of organic green vegetable juice daily. How many people do you know that do that?
I don't even know if I agree with that, Dr. Slavin. Okay. What are the sources of those green vegetables? I think people are going berserk with regard to spinach and kale. And unfortunately, they're suppressing thyroid function. A quart of green vegetable juice in a day, in my view, is not normal.
All right. Get plenty of high-quality animal-based omega-3 fats. Curcumin is a supplement you should think about. The active ingredient in curcumin is turmeric, and in high concentrations, it can be a very helpful, very useful adjunct.
The other way around. I don't know if you're reading that, but
curcumin is the active ingredient
in turmeric.
Right. The biomedical literature now confirms that it has potential in preventing and or combating well over 100 different types of cancer. So what's your position on curcumin?
Oh, have as much of it as you can. Have it very often. Have it in different forms. So you can have the powdered turmeric as a seasoning. You can have the turmeric root shaved and tossed in with your vegetables, both your raw vegetables as well as your cooked vegetables. You might consider a very specific high quality, I don't know how to say this, intense extract, so a very concentrated extract of turmeric called curcumin, and there are some certain patented versions of it. Those patented versions have extremely high quality research behind them. I'm referring to BCM95, and when you combine the BCM95 with ginger and boswellia, you get superior anti-cancer activity within your body.
Now, limit your alcohol consumption. They recommend here one drink for women and two for men. Now, here's an area I don't know that we are concerned as much down in Florida as they are in the north. Avoid electromagnetic fields as much as possible, like electric blankets.
Okay. Electric blankets, our cell phones, we demonstrated that. The smart meters on our houses, radiation from cell phone towers is extreme. The leaking from Turkey Point and other nuclear facilities is also a concern.
Avoid synthetic hormone replacement therapy, and that's a major distinction between bioidentical hormones. Avoid BPA, phthalates, and xenoestrogens. Those are the ones found in plastics, a lot of personal care products, a lot of household goods, because they increase the risk of breast cancer Janet, you're going to say something about
it. Yeah, a lot of these things are part of that Alzheimer's Summit, Dr. Slavin. So the very area of discussion that we began the show with today, Google refusing to run the ads for the Alzheimer's Summit, these are very good tips on how to avoid damage to your brain cells and ultimately degradation, inflammation, and non-functioning brain cells.
Make sure you're not overloaded with iron. So a good way of determining this is have your ferritin level checked. It really shouldn't be above 80, even though the range, I think, goes up to around 250, the normal range. You don't want excessive amounts of iron, and you don't want to be iodine deficient.
Okay, so you don't want excessive amounts of iron, and that description is very important. You need iron to have other minerals function correctly, but you don't want excessive iron. And that's the challenge with all of this. You want proper interaction, you want balance, you want the correct levels and ratios throughout your body with all of the minerals and trace minerals. And one of the ways that you can find out about your mineral levels, trace mineral levels, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. That music means that we are out of time here on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. I've been here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And don't forget, starting next week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 11 to 4, I'm available at the Institute of Advanced Medicine for half-hour counseling appointments. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.